Hey, shop owner, I need a favor. We need your help with our annual industry survey. This survey gives us a quick snapshot of your shop that we compile into a neatly packaged report so that you can see how shops across the industry are performing. Visit ratchetandrich.com and at the top of the page, click RW Industry Survey to get started. It takes about 15 minutes. Thanks. Welcome to Ratchet & Wrench Radio, an Endeavor Business Media podcast, bringing you strategies and inspiration for auto care success, featuring the voices of shop owners, thought leaders, and influencers from around the auto care industry. Today, we're taking a look back on the Vision High Tech Training & Expo in Kansas City. Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Can I tell you how fired up I am about the 2024 Ratchet & Wrench Management Conference happening September 12th through the 14th at the Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida? That's right. Our theme this year, powering your shop, fueling the fun. When you register at rwconference.com, you'll join industry leaders for an exclusive business building conference for auto repair shop owners, operators, and managers. This year, it's a new location, it's a new format, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We've got over 30 strategy sessions, we've got roundtables, we've got keynotes, and best of all, we've got lots of valuable networking to put you in proximity of some of the industry's leading operators so you can soak in their knowledge. Plus, we're looking for speakers. If you'd like to present a session, visit rwconference.com and under the conference tab, click call for speakers to throw your hat into the ring. Again, rwconference.com to register, and I'll see you in Orlando. Let's talk about vision. So this year, this was my third vision. I've loved each and every one. I remember my first vision was 2022. I had been on the job for about 6 weeks as editor of Ratchet & Wrench, and man, it was quite the experience. Something that you would deem to be overwhelming for a first timer was made very simple by just all of the great people that I met that first year. I met so many shop owners, technicians, industry professionals that, and each one of them had something to share, something to tell. And they really welcomed me with open arms. And that's kind of the story behind vision. I think that, you know, when a first timer comes to vision, that's what they're greeted with. They're greeted with people who genuinely care about them, despite the fact they don't know them. They care about them because they share a same passion. They share the same industry. They share really, in a lot of ways, the same philosophy of just caring for people, taking care of customers, that whole we don't fix cars, we serve people mentality. And I'm going to have some first timers talk to you today about what their experience was at Vision. But first, I want to give you kind of a walkthrough of the experience this year. So the theme in Kansas City this year was Top Gun training, and the entire facility was decked out with the whole, you know, the Top Gun wings and the Top Gun look. And it was kind of cool to see Sherry Hamilton. She came out in a flight suit, which was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. But, you know, from top to bottom, there was technician training on day one, management training on day one. Day two, there was technician training, educational think tank, management training. And then day three, more technical training, more management training. Day four, technical training, management training. I mean, you can see kind of the culture of vision really is about making sure shop owners are fully equipped, and not just shop owners, but technicians. Technicians had a plethora of classes to choose from. And so Vision this year featured people from 47 states and 5 countries, which is a testimony to vision within itself when you can draw people from 5 countries outside the United States, but on top of that, from 47 of 50 states. Day one featured Ed Mylett. Ed Mylett, as you know, is a motivational speaker. He's the author of several books, the host of the Ed Mylett Show, and I've been a fan of Ed Mylett for a long time. And Ed Mylett really has helped me in a lot of ways learn how to be a better person, a better leader. And for people that I know, he's helped them to become better business professionals. But I want you to listen to Kim Walker from Shop Marketing Pros. She spent some time with Ed Mylett at the keynote speech, and here's what she thought about Ed Mylett.
Gosh, I am so excited about the Ed Mylett talk the other day. I've been following him for years. I think I was even the one with Brian who encouraged Sherry to look him up. And I don't know. I listened to his podcast this morning. This guy is just, man, he lights you up. He tells you things about yourself that you forgot and just need to be reminded of. And you leave his podcast or his video shorts or his session here at Vision totally fired up, inspired, emotional. He just hits all the marks. Ed Mylett is the real deal.
You know, I've read his book a couple of times, and currently, you know, it's like watching a movie and you hear something different the second time. So right now, it's the power of right now. It's the make a decision. Brian and I kind of joke that we're really great at that, but I have found that there are times where I think I want to do something and I just delay and wait. And we've always said done is better than perfect, so I'm just reminding myself of just take action now, get going while you're passionate about it, not trying to perfect it. And so I think that's probably what's on my mind right now.
So day one for me was sitting in sessions, right? So I sat in the Business Boss Bootcamp with Rick White, which was fantastic. Rick really put together a session that got to the heart of really shop ownership. The shop owners really need to get from behind the counter or get from out of the bay and really take their place as the leader of their shop. And I know we talk about that a lot and we hear about that a lot, but Rick made it really practical. And he talked about just the need for shop owners to see their shops like a body, like a human body, you know, where the owner is the brain and the technicians are the hands and the service advisors are the eyes and the ears and the mouth. And the brain drives all the things forward, right? The brain is the organ that's creating all of the movement, giving the direction, helping the body go where it needs to go, delivering the signals. And Rick said that's what the shop owner needs to become. He talked about the need for recruiting and why shop owners need to continue to recruit and take a very proactive stance at doing that. He talked also about having a mindset of purpose, knowing why they're doing what they're doing, you know, understanding that the why that you have is your fuel. He says shop goals are a team sport, that shop owners really need to come together with the team to set the goals as a group, because it's about everybody achieving, not just about one person, but it's about all people achieving the goal. Rick says that, you know, values are important. To create a culture, you need to have great shop values. And he talked about a few businesses. He talked about Disney, how Disney's values are around safety, fun, and profit. Shearer's Auto is around trust, quality, and personal touch. Tremont Street Garage, fix it right, super service, make money. And of course, his business, 180 Biz, which is growth, abundance, and service. And he challenged his audience to talk about their three. What are the three things that you see as your value propositions? Then he talked about the stories that hurt shop owners, really the stories that we tell ourselves in business, you know, that there's no help out there, that we can't afford to pay someone, that people don't want to work, that I can't afford benefits. And Rick says, you know, you've got to take a proactive approach and not be a victim of the situations or the circumstances around you, but instead come up with a plan to develop the people in your midst. Find a way to develop those people and create a culture that does win for all people, because that attracts more talent, is creating that culture. Again, he likened it to being a team sport, that growing the shop isn't just a job for the owner, but it's for the entire team. The second session I sat in that day was Jim Bennett. Jim Bennett talked about unleashing the power of technician mentoring. And he talked about the need for technicians to become mentors in the shop. The fact that, you know, we've got to overcome a lot of obstacles, which is, you know, low pay, opportunities to advance, and then people just not feeling respected at work, to creating a culture where people are paid adequately, where people do feel like they can advance in their job, where people do feel respect at work. He talked about just making sure that, you know, you don't ride on the laurels of your tenured people, you know, because tenured people, though they may be there for a long time, things happen. And he talked about a story about one of his techs dying unexpectedly in 2021 of cancer and how that was a change for his shop. And he says, you know, we can't rest on the tenured people, but we have to make sure that we're always grooming and training and growing people so that we don't rely strictly on the long-term team. He says, you know, team players are people who are fully invested, and he encouraged shop owners to develop a team player mentality amongst their technicians. The technicians in the shop help each other rise above, become great. Jim says a good team player possesses active listening, good communication, mutual respect, problem-solving skills, and they celebrate the success of others. Jim recommended a book called Lessons from the Mouse by Dennis Snow. He says it's a book that he recommends everybody on his team read because he really wants everybody on his team to understand that, you know, the golden rule is great. Yes, treat others as you want to be treated, but you have to know how people want to be treated in order to treat them the way they want to be treated. And so that, to that end, he talked to shop owners about really doing DISC assessments or doing the Dope Bird test, really figuring out the personality of every person that you hire, every person in your business. That way, when it comes to mentoring, when it comes to pairing technicians for mentorships, you've got the right people together. You've got people whose personalities are going to align, whose personality is going to help call each other higher, as opposed to having competing and combative personalities that don't seem to work together, which can create dysfunction and ultimately cannibalize the shop. So he talked about really the need to have mentors who are focused on helping teach life principles to their mentees, helping them to see the big picture for the long haul and to embrace the professional, their professional and personal lives so they can be the best across as a whole person. After that, the High Tech Tool Expo was a great time on Thursday. And then we get into Friday. Again, just a plethora of classes. I don't want to kind of walk you through everything that I studied or spent time with. I think one of the highlights of that day, of course, was Hunt Demarest. Hunt Demarest had a class with Joe Savant and Christine Tanner talking about succession. And I think, you know, we talk about succession in our January issue. You know, they took a very holistic approach that was like a deep dive into succession, right? Christine Tanner had lost her husband and inherited inherited his shop in 2021. And she talked about just the challenges of that, not having all the documentation in place, you know, kind of stepping into a position and not having the SOPs she needed, all the documents she needed, the passwords and access to things that she needed. And so she talked about that frustration, and the entire class was really framed around the importance of setting up your succession plan. You know, it's not just about you, but it's really, as Christine liked to call it, it's a love document. It's you saying, hey, I care enough about you to make sure that you understand what needs to be done in the event that something should happen to me, be it long-term disability, be it, accident or death. You know, they walk through scenarios of what can happen to you, what can happen that would cause you to need these things done, who gets impacted by, you know, an accident or a serious health crisis, or even a disaster at the shop. Talks about what do you need to do? Where do you keep these things stored? You know, do you store them in a safety deposit box in the bank? Do you put them in a fireproof safe? Where do you store your documentation? They talk about really just who should be a part of the planning, be it your family, your key employees, your accountants, your advisor, your attorney. They walk through really the transfer of business. You know, how do you want to transfer your business? How do you want to pass the business along to the next set of owners? You know, they're talking about partnerships. You know, what happens if you have a partnership situation and your partner dies? Has your partner created a succession plan for himself? Is there a buy-sell agreement? So they talked about insurance, you know, really what you need to have in terms of insurance to make sure that all your bases are covered with insurance, and then the type of insurance that you need. Of course, they talked about bank accounts, you know, understanding who has access to your bank account, making sure that you have a listing of all bank accounts, and making sure that all your books are reconciled at all times. And then they dove into payroll, just how, you know, when something should happen, how do you handle payroll if something happens to you? So it was just a very robust class that I highly recommend, you know, anybody who is owner of a shop, think about your succession plan. Think about these things. Now, what I want to do with the rest of this episode, you know, I don't want to get into any more of the classes that I took or the things that I did, but I really want to talk. I want you to hear from people who attended. So first, I want you to hear from the first timers, the people who have spent their first time at Vision and what their thoughts are. Here are a couple of first timers right here.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Chris.
And we're the owners of Dirt Road Auto and Diesel.
Some of the things we've taken away, it's a very eye-opening experience. You get to meet a lot of professionals in the field, build rapport with them, and it's just been really, really amazing.
I think we went out of this pretty strategically because we split it up for me to take all the management classes and financial classes, and he takes all the tech classes so that we get to maximize our learning and education to take it back. But on the side of trainings that I've been going to and attending, I've met some really great coaches that I think will really help us achieve the goals that we want for our business, and I really appreciate that.
And we look forward to coming back next year.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Howdy, folks. Jeff Buckley here with the J&J Show. You know, we share tools, technology, technology and training. And I want to give a shout out to Sherry Hamilton. She invited us out here. This is my first year to the show, and I'm telling you, we came in a little early. We went here Wednesday, walked around. They already had the main stuff all set up, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like amazing. But folks had told me that this was like the second largest event, you know, and then you got Apex and SEMA. But when you walk around the corner and you see the registration booths all set up and all organized, it's like, okay, this is like first class. And then you walk in and you see the spacing and all of the displays that are in the exhibit hall. It's like, it's not no little crowded event. They're giving you room, they're giving you space. It's like, oh my gosh. Well, if you're close to the Kansas City area, you should be at this event. And then if you're not here, it's like, well, why aren't you here? Well, you need to figure out how they do the budget. And a lot of these coaches are recommending that you do 1-5% in a separate account of the, based off the total of your sales, so you can afford to come, you can afford to bring your teams here. And it's like, this is my first time. Oh my gosh, it's well worth the trip.
Now, the keynote for the second day, that was a phenomenal address. And that was by Scott Stratton, who really talked about how shop owners really need to rethink and reframe how they see themselves from a marketing standpoint, and even just from a human standpoint, in collaborating and connecting with other people in various spheres. So here is some feedback on that session and what was learned.
Okay, my name is Chuck Hughes. I'm from Hughes Tire in East Moline, Illinois. The session yesterday with Scott was amazing. It was eye-opening. The outlook that he has, especially for how we have to look at our employees and what it's like to work for me. You know, that was, when he put that up on the screen, I was just like, oh, wow. I was blown away by it, because it's something that we've never had to think about before, but we absolutely have to now. It makes a difference. It makes a huge difference. I just love his perspective on how you market and, you know, how you just operate day to day. You know, I mean, it's just... completely opposite of how I grew up, and it's a huge shift. I'm going to turn 55 in a few months, and I feel like I'm 30 sometimes. I feel like I'm just learning the business all over. So it was awesome.
And lastly, Vision 2024 was just a series of, like I said, phenomenal classes, lots of great networking, a bustling exhibit floor, and just a lot of great networking opportunities for shop owners, for vendors, for technicians. You just saw the buzz. You saw people having a good time, you know, meeting with each other, just talking about business and life and how things work and how they do things. And I thought it was just a great time of all of those things. But, you know, here are some of the lessons from Vision from some of the shop owners who attended.
All right, my name is Jesse Sammons with Thoroughbred Motors from Ramona here at Vision. One of the biggest takeaways I've had so far is the value in learning from people who have been there before you and have laid out a path and put together something that basically it's almost buying a Lego kit. You buy the Lego kit, comes with a set of instructions, you put that together, and you can use it in your own business. So I was taking the workflow and scheduling class, and it really opened up my mind quite a lot to how much I can improve things on scheduling to reduce the amount of chaos in our business.
Bill Walker from Brewer, Maine, own Walker's Garage, and it's been great so far. Awesome selection of management programs and technical classes, and food's been great, company's been great. Ed Milet, the Motorville's bass speaker this morning, he was amazing, absolutely amazing. Never felt better at 7:30 in the morning. Boy, we've taken two classes so far. I just did a diagnostics from the driver's seat class, learned a ton about how to read drivability issues from Scantle. So many problems you can figure out without even having to open the hood.
I'm Danny Crawford with the Auto Shop in Jefferson City, Missouri. One of my takeaways from Vision 2024 is that if it can be known, it can be shown.
Hi, I'm Kelly Crawford. I'm with the Auto Shop. And the one thing that I really learned at Vision today is we're not really here to fix cars. We're here to create and keep clients.
All right. And there you have it. You know, Vision 2024, just a great time. If you've never attended Vision, I highly encourage you do it. Vision is always in Kansas City. It's always a great time there. And if for nothing else, come for the barbecue. It's phenomenal. But I digress. But yeah, Vision, think about Vision 2025, man. Think about bringing yourself there, bringing your team there, giving them an opportunity to network and meet great people, to hear great speakers, to attend classes that are really well thought out and geared towards making sure that your technicians are at the top of their game, that your managers and advisors are at the top of their game, and most of all, that you have an opportunity as a shop owner to network with your peers and be on top of your game. So thank you again for joining me, and we'll see you next week on Ratchet & Wrench Radio. That's going to do it for us today at Ratchet & Wrench Radio. Be sure to check out other episodes on your favorite podcast player, and leave us a review if you found the episode to be helpful. Also, follow Ratchet & Wrench on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. You can get our newsletter delivered to your inbox 4 times a week, Ratchet & Wrench Insider, at ratchetandwrench.com/subscribe. Thanks for listening, and may the rest of your day be the best of your day. And we'll see you next week.